The governor of California has temporarily suspended the sale of state birth and death records after it was disclosed that they were being made easily available on the internet. Privacy experts say the birth records, which include a person's date of birth and mother's maiden name, could be used in identity theft. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Until Governor Gray Davis ordered a 45-day halt to the release of vital records to private companies, California was one of only three states that sold birth data about living people. But no one seemed to care much until the San Jose Mercury News recently revealed that a website called RootsWeb.com had purchased the California records for $900 and had posted them online for free. Then RootsWeb and its parent company, MyFamily.com, began getting complaints. So company CEO Tom Stockham made a voluntary decision.
We've taken that information down until the California legislature and the governor arrive at a decision about the best way to deal with that information.
That is, they've taken down the birth records of Californians born over the last century. Death records for the whole country, which include the Social Security number of the deceased, are still there. Next month, Governor Davis and lawmakers will debate whether to restrict the sale of vital records permanently, according to Davis's spokesman, Steve Maviglio.
The governor's first priority is to make sure that we have open government and public access the way we do, but that we ensure safety and privacy. We want to make sure that people that deserve to have the information receive it, but people that are going to use it for unscrupulous purposes don't get it.
The main unscrupulous purpose that worries most privacy experts is identity theft. Mark Rotenberg is executive director of the Washington-based Electronic Privacy Information Center.
When you call a bank, for example, to have a financial transaction or you want to open an account, you're oftentimes asked for your date of birth and for your mother's maiden name. So to have easy access to that type of information on another individual generally makes it easier to commit the crime of identity theft.
When the California legislature wrestles with new privacy bills next month, one of the leading players will be State Senator Jackie Speier, an expert on privacy issues. She says lawmakers will have to look not only at which state records are allowed on the internet, but also how people get them the old-fashioned way, over a counter at a records office.
We're going to look at whether or not we should have proof of identification, purpose for the information, keep a record of it, and on the information that has been made available wholesale on CD-ROM, why are we doing that in the first place? That's just to promote commercial enterprise, and that's not what public documents should be made available by the state to do.
But some worry that new privacy laws will restrict the kind of openness that has long been the standard for American public records. Ironically, the San Jose Mercury News, whose reporting led to California's clampdown on the sale of records, editorialized in favor of keeping such records available. And many people do use such data for the right reasons. By some accounts, genealogy ranks second only to pornography among the most popular uses of the internet. Tom Stockham of RootsWeb.com says recent events have made family activities even more important for Americans.
Millions of people use this information for the best possible purposes, to discover where they came from and what are their roots and to connect with family. And if we take this information away, unfortunately, the people who would use it for bad purposes will find it in other ways.
But once electronic data are released, they never really disappear. Among those who already bought the California vital records are a collection agency, the Los Angeles Police Department, and several private attorneys. It's also still available on another website called Vital Search, and the company's president says he has no plans to remove it. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.